Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. Thank you for being with me. My pleasure as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Ryan Coogler is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Ryan J. Coogler is the president and the co-owner of a company called Distribution Video and Audio, DVA Inc., to be more specific. And he's an entrepreneur just like you, and he's gone big time, though. He's doing really well. His company buys and sells video and audio media and DVDs and things like that. And it's a very interesting story. And I've asked him to join us to tell us about how his company has evolved and what they're doing and what you and I can learn from the things he's learned. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me very much.
It's good to have you here. Tell the audience what you do.
Well, my business, which has been around about 23 years, is in the liquidation business. So we buy excess inventory and closeouts, and it's primarily on media product, DVDs, like you mentioned, anything entertainment-related, DVDs, CDs, books, toys, video games. The company originally started just buying used videos, VHS videos, if you remember that old format.
Right.
And we worked with Blockbuster Video and Hollywood Video and Movie Gallery, old video chains from way back when. And,
now, why would they get rid of used ones, and why would you want to buy them?
Okay, so it's you remember in the old days, you'd walk into a video store and you used to see a whole shelf full of the new release, like
right.
You know they have 50 to 100 copies of it.
Right.
Well, a few weeks later, the movie wasn't a big renter anymore, and they had to do something with it.
Mm-hmm.
So our business bought the inventory and then resold it to other video stores or other retail chains that needed those movies. So you just
added another layer of resource to the pipeline.
Yeah, that's right. It's kind of like pipeline. You know, it's kind of. I had an old acquaintance that used to be in the business of buying hangers because a retailer would buy hangers and hang their clothes, and then someone would buy the clothes, and then what would they do with the hangers?
Right.
So there is, it's interesting, you know, the show definitely, there is a business for everything that's, you know, there's some need or want for something.
Isn't that what's great about America? If
yes.
Because America is not just about niches, it's about niches of niches, isn't it?
Yes.
And you can keep parsing those niches into, I mean, there are people out there making a living serving niches of niches of niches of niches.
Well, you know, what's amazing is you and I in the air right now, do you realize how many people are making money off of everything that you're using to be on the air? The microphone,
right.
The table.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I mean, it's just compounded. There's probably 1,000 people that made money just off this phone call right now.
Right. Well, we use tin cans and string here, but you're right about that. Ryan, tell us a little bit more about the business.
Okay, so our business, we're based in Los Angeles and we're based in Florida. I'm in the Los Angeles office. We have a Florida office as well, which is really where the corporation is based out of.
Mm-hmm.
We have warehouses in Florida. We also have warehouses that we rent all throughout the country. Because when we buy inventory from some type of retailer or wholesaler or distributor, racker, manufacturer, we've got to pick it up and move it. So we decide, you know, we look at it and look at, you know, what's the cheapest way to move it without, you know, trying to go green, you know,
mm-hmm.
and not use as much gas. And then we have accounts that we sell to on a regular basis. And mainly what we do with the movies is you've walked into a retail store and you've seen a bin and it'll say $4.99 and you've kind of flicked through the videos looking for one you like. It's like a treasure hunt. We supply those bins to the retailer.
Ah.
So a retailer will call us and say, hey, we need an assortment of movies for Father's
mm-hmm.
Day or for holiday or for Easter, and then we supply the movies that
you
we
can
bought.
Do you consign those, or do you actually sell them? Is there a transaction with the retailer, or is it a transaction between you and the customer?
It's a very good question. A lot of retailers like to do consignment.
Yeah.
So we try to find a retailer that wants to take it and actually have an invoice as opposed to someone that will take it and then only pay us for what sells.
Right, yeah. So
retail business, a lot of people don't know this, but it is, these days, it is consignment, and it's consignment, which means if a product is stolen, you're still not paid for it. You're only
mm-hmm.
paid for what is physically sold.
Right. Now, as the digital world becomes virtual, hasn't this dried up your inventory somewhat?
Isn't that
what happened? As Blockbuster goes, isn't that kind of what's happening to you a little bit?
Yes, it is, and it's a good question you bring up, especially for this show and this format.
Remind people what happened to Blockbuster.
What's that?
Remind people what happened to Blockbuster.
Well, Blockbuster pretty much has filed bankruptcy and almost went away, and Dish Network, as of about 3-4 weeks ago, bought them. Dish Network mm-hmm. is a satellite provider like right. DirecTV. And they have Blockbuster has about, they used to have about 5,000 video stores throughout the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have, I think, about 1,500 left.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to close another 1,000 in the next month or two. So there's only going to be 500 video stores left.
And before long, there'll be none because everything's going digital, virtual. And so your inventory, what's going to happen to your inventory?
Well, the inventory we own right now, we've been very smart, and our inventory is very low. We make sure that we keep a low inventory. But our business model is changing, yes, because people are watching movies digitally. But that is actually not the only thing that's happening in the movie industry. Video DVD transactions are down, and it's not just because of digital. Digital is actually about 8% of the business right now. So a lot of people read that everything's going digital and mm-hmm. it's going download and it's going in the cloud or whatever they want to mm-hmm. call it, but it's only 8% of the business. What's happening is there's so many other ways to be entertained at night that people don't have the time or resources to
watch. Social media has cut into this too, hasn't it?
Right, because, you know, 10 years ago, you and I would go home at night and there weren't 500 movie channels to watch. There wasn't
right.
a Starbucks in every corner. There wasn't the internet like it is
right.
today.
Exactly.
So all these things have cut into the movie watching experience.
And so your company has had to make an adjustment. And
yes.
what have you done?
We started buying out. We took our business model of buying excess inventory from a video store or from someone else and just changed what we're buying. We're now buying iPods. We're buying TVs. We're buying posters. We're buying clothes.
So here's the thing, folks. I've only got about 30 seconds, Ryan. Folks, how many times have I told you, it's okay to fall in love with what you do. You just can't fall in love with how you do it. Ryan
right.
told you in the beginning that he was in the business of buying and selling goods. He didn't tell you he was in the video business. So Ryan, you've been buying videos all these years. That was what you sold. That wasn't how
right.
what you did.
And now we've been expanding.
So now they've changed their. So folks, this is a classic example of Blessing Games rule. About love in business. You can fall in love with what you do, but you can't fall in love with how you do it. And that's how Ryan's company is making the transition to the new normal in his world. And that's what you and I have to think about in our world. Right back after these messages, 20 after, I'm Jim Blessingame. Ryan Coogler is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.